Let's start the little cut to put up the book.
Oh yeah.
The time is now 2:20. I'm heading to my correct car. Firstly, let me apologize for starting slightly late. We're scheduled to start at 12 o'clock. And welcome to all the honorable members. We hoping to finish not later than 4:00, with your permission. And you're welcome. So this is our third meeting. Well, I think we turn to on our own do some work. And I hope it's going to proceed well so that we can leave this room not too late. So, honorable members, you have the agenda. The next item on the agenda is apologies. The Queen says to indicate which apologies we have received. And immediately thereafter we look at the following agenda items. I guess the no additional items, perhaps before we do consideration and option of the committee budget report, we should see if the members want to have any additional agenda item. Secretary, any apologies?
Thank you, Chairperson. So following apologies, this is Mandla Klala, who's a head of doctor's appointments here. And then this is Mandla Beda Masele, who's a clinic classes at UWC. Those are the apologies that I've received, Chair.
Good afternoon, Chair. Want to check on behalf of the ANC to indicate that Mrs. Mabulana Mashele is replaced by Mrs. Matikana, Mrs. Matikana, and Honorable Mahamde Tala was replaced by Honorable Makonda will join us so within 2 minutes.
The two approaches. The two apologies are accepted. Honorable Paco.
I accept the apology for the honorable spoken limited for this one. Thank you.
Yes, I need a second.
This chair, I second the move for the apologies to be accepted.
Thank you very much. Our next item, consideration and adoption of the committee budget report.
I suggest that I suggest that we I know that members have received the report. Yesterday, correct? My suggestion is that we have a 10-page report. I would suggest that we take the report page by page to see if there are suggested changes to the report with a view to adopt the report at the end of page 10. Shall we proceed? Thank you very much. Page 1. Everybody has the code of the report.
Yes.
This is too far.
Yes.
I'm trying to see what I remember. Page 1. Honorable Taylor.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it should go in page 1 or if it should come at the end, but I do think we need to put some kind of a disclaimer on this particular report. Because, you know, we really have, I've never seen this rush to protest, and I'm not blaming you, I think it's because of the timelines that we faced with. But I really don't want to be held, particularly by my own corpus, to say, how can you approve this without proper interrogation? I mean, the fact that we weren't even able to ask questions of the entities is a major, major problem. So I think a disclaimer needs to go in either at the beginning or at the end to say that the timelines are extremely rushed, that we weren't able to do a proper interrogation, but that the committee commits itself to really interrogating some of the entities at a later stage on some of the stuff that's in there. Because I think some note of that needs to be made of that if we're going to have a report that treats all of these particular issues.
Yeah, you have to help me.
I think the what is it saying that we assist if you have got anything to say on page 1 at this moment to address here. And I don't think it will be rushed to take page by page and then everybody will engage in this report.
Just to clarify, I'm not saying that this process is rushed. I'm saying that the entire process of interrogating the budget and the entities and annual reports and all that was only done in the space of one day. And we need to make mention of that in this report to cover us in a way. It's to say that we feel that the timelines were too short. We understood that it was constrained because of the elections and that, but we feel that we need to do a proper interrogation of those entities and the annual report, and the time didn't allow that. I think there's some mention of that needs to be made.
Okay, Honorable Chair. You said you, how many of these comments?
No, too many.
Okay, just explain to me what the implication of this thing.
Well, Chair, I mean, my unease, and look, I know that a number of committees have this problem at the moment as well, that we, you know, generally these will have far longer time to sit with entities, ask them questions, go through the annual report, actually look at their figures, ask them questions and ask them, all of that. We haven't had that time this year, and I understand why, because of the election. So I just think that we need to make some mention that this was a very rushed process, that we were faced with huge time constraints, that there's a lot of issues that we still need to unpack with entities, but that we will do that at a later stage. It's just a kind of the same as to say that, you know, we approve this, but that we do feel the time is too rushed and we weren't able to really delve into some of these issues that we need to.
Another one, Lord.
Thank you, Chair. Just want to, before I agree to any disclaimer and all, everything, what is the possibility of these entities coming back to us again?
Mm-hmm.
And then we pose our question, because I could also remember what was said last week in the meeting. We can email the others to the secretary,
mm-hmm.
and then they will come back with the answers for us. So if that process happen, and then the first one, will these entities come back on our program? Will they come back to us to come and present again?
Yeah, remember, definitely the entities are coming back. There are some ones that indicated that it want to see soon. So we will see all of those that we want to see in the future and to interrogate the support you received. I don't understand what Honorable Fraley has said. So I would want to suggest the Honorable Members that we go to your page with a view to adopt the report. The reason I was asking, and I have no way to get, me or no advocate with regard to what you call a rushed process. And it's not the challenge of this committee. It's all the committees given what's happening during this time. So, however, I think it's important, all of you would know that the timelines are such that we need to adopt the report. So what I need to understand is, what is the implication of that claim? So, because it will not be as though we are not adopting the report. So I think at the end of this, let's go page by page, at the end of this, and come back to that question about, so can we raise this concern that our time, we didn't have sufficient time? Because it's important for me to understand what does that mean for, with regard to the status of the report and its adoption. Let's come back to that. But the fact that we play around, we will agree. Okay, tell me. So, Honorable Law, I think the entities, we'll see the minutes, some of them, if I did say that they're coming back. So, we will be going back to the entities to interrogate them more sufficiently. Page one.
Okay.
Concerned that in terms of reading in the phase 3, what's not reflected from the minutes of our last meeting was the minister's pronouncement of the alignment of the Department of Energy's objectives and strategic plans for the year to the NEP. And one of my great concerns is that there's no mention of NEP anywhere in this document at all. And I think that's a large oversight, considering that it is the established and adopted policy of the government and it has broad consensus of support. So it strikes me as quite odd that the minister spoke quite critically or quite clearly her pronouncements around alignment with the NDP, and that's not being reflected in this
report at all.
Thank you, Chair.
Mackay.
Thank you, Chair.
That's
the one.
Mackay. That's Mackay. Okay. I suppose not going to insist that the NDP must appear on this report because you agree with it. We're putting what was said in the presentation we received, so we're processing a report. So if there was no mention of NDP, not going to put it in there. And I'm not saying there wasn't. I'm just making the point that honorable member, that you can't insist that we must put NDP here because it's an overarching policy of government where it was not a part of the report.
Chair, if I may, if you refer to page 2 of the minutes last meeting, the minister quite critically refers to the NDP in her comments as captured on page 2 of the minutes of the 1st of July meeting. And as an overarching policy program of the government, you of course expected to get in this report as it's one of the underlying major drivers of the government policy and alignment and development, and we expect the ministry's reports, specifically in this case, and budget to reflect on the NDP in terms of the board that we have tabled, Chair.
Chair, what is concerned minutes now? Why is the member talking for the minutes? We still haven't considered the minutes on the agenda.
Yeah, okay.
And members, are they going up? The NDC is a vision of the government, therefore it's a vision for all of us. It was in the state of the nation, we all embrace that. But we're not going to get it each and every statement, each and every agenda. So I don't know. Chair,
okay.
I think this we wanted to be fair to you to allow you, because as the NDC, we have considered the report and we have signed the report. However, we also have concerns about the rush, but we understand at the same time the time is causing because of the election. So everything is a rush, because not all of our own making. This is a different year. This is a shorter year because of the election. So this thing of page by page, I think it's going to cost us time. Considering that we promised that by 4:30, we will let us go. Let us abandon this page by page thing. And if the DA has concerns, we deal with those concerns and adopt the report. Thank you.
Yes, also, Chair, in addition to what the Honorable Father said, it is that I think this document has been given to members some 2 or 3 days before this meeting. My understanding is that all of us, I think, we've gone through with this report. The page by page thing is not that it was emanating from the chairperson's remarks, but I think in my own view is that let's agree that this is a true reflection of what was discussed by all of us on the first day. And go to the second agenda item. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
I do think that must move faster. Please allow me to go through the process you agreed to. Honorable, what I want to say is because we shouldn't take long, because I understood the point, general point of the disclaimer. I'm actually saying that we have no problem with the report, except that the pipe time is short. We are not saying that then we must clarify by that, so because I still want to go through the process of going through the pages quickly, faster than we've been doing. This is the point I was trying to make, Honorable Member, that when we consider the things that have been part of the report, you can't say the NDP, because it's an important policy of government, it should be here when it was not part of the report. You can say that. The minister did make mention of the NDP, and that doesn't claim the 10 minutes.
Okay, Honourable Pele, do you want to?
So, I mean, I understand our time constraint, but I mean, I don't think, I mean, we this is the crux of what we're doing here. I mean, we're trying to pass the budget back and forth. That's the main part of the work here. And so it is important that it accurately reflects both what we see as having happened at that meeting and as what the department's priorities are, as outlined also by the minister. Now, the reason why we refer to the minister is that the minister makes specific reference to say it's expected to set out in detail how the department will respond to the injunctions of the NDP as outlined by the president. So all we say is that on page 3, all we want to put in there is to say that one of the kind of focus areas will be looking at the NDP and aligning the energy document with that. I mean, I don't think that's too big a kind of, I don't think it's a hugely controversial statement to make and to put in there. And then I think we can move on to the next page. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I understand the rush, but I mean, the point is, we have to make sure we do our work properly here. And I get held accountable as well. If I agree to a budget vote report that I don't think accurately reflects that, and particularly given the kind of time constraints we have, I can be held accountable for that too. We can all be held accountable. So I think we do need to do a proper job, and we will push it through. I'm not going to bring up complaints on every page, but, you know, let's just let's deal with the meat of this committee.
Honourable members, is there an objection to that?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you agree that there should be a reflection of an alignment to the NDP of the issue? Because let me make the point. All I'm saying, there's nothing wrong with what you say. And I understand you very well why you want this point to make here. All I'm saying is that we shouldn't put something that was not there in the consideration of the court. But that point is an important one. So you're saying that we should put it because in the minister's presentation, she did mention that there would be an alignment of the rest of government's policies, the key policy of government, which is the National Development Bank. So you're saying, is there any objection to making a reflection on the alignment of the rest of the policies? Because the minister did say that. So yeah. Is there any objection to doing that on page 3?
Okay. No, I don't think it's the end objection if the minister had indicated a motive. Because we must not have something that was missing that not in the report. But if the minister said so, there's no objection about it.
That's what the chair is for us to put something that wasn't there. Because what is there is in the minutes, is indicated in the minutes, which is a true reflection of the meeting. So we are still going to adopt the meeting. But for us to put something, because we know, of course we know that this is the vision of government, this is our old land. But this was not there, we can't put it there. That's my point.
Honourable members, remember we said that we need to move faster.
Yes.
I'm not in a hurry to make a reason.
Honourable Chair, I don't think really, because the whole submission in understanding is that it's in line with the NDP. Everything that is discussed in almost all the documents that they have to do with development, it's in line with the NDP. So, which means from page 1 to the last page, there must be a reflection of NDP, NDP, NDP. Which I think it would be just a rhetoric of what has been articulated in the meeting. So I don't think it's really necessary in my understanding.
Honorable Mayor, it is the Mr. Makai. Can we leave this matter to raising about the NDP in 10 minutes?
Yeah, I must admit, that's something that I have to insist on. The member has made my point for me, so if it's already all aligned, then adding it, it seems as you know, it's an argument in both ways. The minister raised it in her submission to us as the committee. For this report to accurately reflect what happened on the day, it needs to reflect that the minister specifically said that the department would align itself with the objectives of the NDP. That was stated and stated clearly in the minister that that was part of the minister's submission. Therefore, for this report to accurately reflect what was said on the day, we need to put it in this report. Chair, I really feel that we've given the committee has already allowed the department a lot of leeway in terms of its presentation to us. We've already pretended not to ask as many questions as we would have liked. We're now rushing the process again. I think a small amendment to say that the minister mentioned the NDP in relation to this report is not a big ask. It's the policy of the government of the day. I'm not quite sure why the government and members would not support putting it in this document since it is their own policy. So I must insist, Chair, that it is important for an accurate reflection. The department's objectives are supposed to be aligned to NDP. The minister herself has said as such, and we need to reflect that in the document. So it's not just a point of a minor point, it's quite a significant point, Chair. And maybe, you know, maybe I'm not sure if the members on the other side have taken a few minutes to consider, I don't know, furnace really helps whatever needs to happen to make the necessary adoption. But for us, it's fundamentally important that this report reflects the ministry finish.
We'll actually not to get an amendment. Page 4. At the end of page 4. Agreed? Page 5. Agreed to? Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10.
It's a number of recommendations that the Minister of Energy has requested, and I presume this has all been kind of garnished from, this is on page 9 and 10, that's the last two pages. So I presume this has all been kind of gleaned from the kind of comment that we made to the Minister on that day, I presume, that this is what the committee recommends and then what the Minister has requested. A couple of issues that I should bring up, or the one major one which hasn't really been captured yet, is this issue of restructuring of the electricity industry and developing an end-stage vision for the electricity industry. And I would like that reflected specifically because I think that is critical to a lot of the work that we're going to do over the next 5 years. And so if we can put that request in to the Minister to say to develop an end-stage vision for the electricity industry, that will give us the framework to then evaluate various pieces of legislation that are going to come in our way in terms of achieving that aim. So something to that effect, I would appreciate being classified under recommendations if possible.
I just want to clarify from the Honourable President. Mm-hmm. When he talks of electricity industrialization, recycling, are you talking of the rest?
No. But, I mean, I'm essentially talking about everything, basically. So it's about looking at the current industry, structure, including generation, transmission, and distribution, and saying that the current institutional arrangements are not producing the optimal outcome. And so what we need to urgently do, and what the department needs to do, is come with some kind of a vision as to how they would ultimately see this industry being restructured across all those three particular sectors. And that will then give us an idea of where we're going to try and reach in the next 5 years.
I don't know, I don't remember the minister saying that, but I don't have a problem with that. I don't think there's a young school that have a problem with that.
Okay, can we add that in? The end vision. Okay, we'll find a formulation. I remember what we said in the meeting. We'll find a formulation to capture that. Except that from the time you raised the matter on our failure in that meeting, I've been thinking, so what you're saying, what the relationship between what you called envision and the integrated energy plan and the integrated resource plan, so are you talking about something encompassing all of that? So what do you mean by an end vision and the early vision? So are you looking at a 5-year vision? Are you looking at something of a longer range of the type of closer to the years being looked at in the NDP? Or what are we talking about? So we need clarity. There's no one disagrees that we want to know where we are going. So I just want to understand what that means in relation to all other pieces of policy.
Sure. So the IEP and the IRP is essentially talking to the energy mix for the country for the next 20 years. So that's around what different energy sources we have to be used to that, and that's what those documents speak to. What I'm talking about, though, when I talk about an end-stage vision, is around the institutional framework in which all of that then occurs. So it's about, and so REST, for instance, is part of that debate. I mean, REST has been shelved, right? It's about how do we restructure the current institutional arrangement around transmission, generation, and distribution at municipal level? How do we foresee this ultimately transforming to? You know, are we going to keep the same institutional arrangement, or do we want different plans? What is going to get us the best outcome? So it's not about the energy sources now, it's about the institutional arrangements, and how do we ultimately envisage what those institutional arrangements will be? Because clearly we've got a crisis there, I mean, particularly at the distribution level, with the current institutional arrangements. The thing needs to change, and REG was one attempt to do that, but it didn't work because of constitutional issues. So the issue, what I'm trying to get the department to do is to say, we'll come up with a first stab at what the end state vision will be for the institutional arrangement, so that then we can discuss it and then we can say, well, how do we work towards it? Because to me, that's the underpinning of this entire industry, and I think that's where we're not getting the optimal outcomes because we haven't got that right. And I think that most people would agree with me, and most, certainly the public hearings on the ISMA, for instance, that was a key point that came through from a lot of stakeholders to say we don't have a clear vision of where we're trying to get to in terms of restructuring this industry and the institutional arrangements. So that's what I was back to. I hope that clarifies.
Well, I would just say that there's no difficulty with this. The detail, there's only seen the detail of what it's talking about.
Yes.
But the vision, no pretty seconds. Okay, so that will put a part of the recommendation. Okay, we'll add that and the recommendation. We agree that what was called a disclaimer earlier on shouldn't really be the kind of disclaimer that says we're distancing ourselves from the adoption of the report, that we will, as we adopt the report, make mention of the fact that we had some constraints, so given everything. So could insufficiently consider the report to be detailed given the type of constraints we had. So,
I understood very clearly from Honorable Salim said that that does not mean not adopting the report. So the adopted report will mention that there were time constraints for the committee to sufficiently consider the report. The third issue is page 7. Honorable Paku, so you not object to the session of the NDP, would you? I'm trying to persuade you that we set the alignment because you all of us would know, all ministers say that, that we will align about the rest of the things to the NDP, so that is what government says. So there are no issues with regard to that. As to what the meaning of that in the context of NH is something we continue debating. So I think there's no, it's not controversial to say that there should be an alignment to the rest of the policies of the department should be aligned to the objectives of the NDP. So we should say that on page 3. So what that the detail of that alignment will continue debating. I know what Honorable Ferry and Honorable Kerr are looking at. So so that will continue to be
done. Thank you for that, and I don't want to spoke up for deeply controversial, it shouldn't really be. But I'd just be interested because I do see that the minister said that she will be setting out in detail how the department will respond to the injunctions of the NDP. I'm just wondering if we could put that in recommendations that she would bring that report to her to show in detail how they're going to be aligning with the NDP. I mean, it would be interesting to see.
Don't push the button.
Well, I'll push
for that. Everybody's adopted. Can we have a movement second that, please? Oh, another low.
My end was up.
Really?
My end was up.
I'm very sorry.
No, because I don't know if the merge having problems because here in Ainsley, I think they're agreeing over the NDP. So I don't know how whether you put it in front or the back, you are in the same bed by agreeing. The point, I don't know if I'm, but for me and for Eva, we cannot adopt this report. It was a budget, I'm sitting here too on the budget. That money, like, the amount there is very little, and it's not going to sort out the backlog on electrification on the poor communities. So, for me, on page 4. So, and for that, I cannot say sit here and adopt this report. Then the department has to come back and explain for us. Because whether we can take another day or two or work through the night, because if we're going to forever come here and sit here and say time, we won't do justice to this portfolio. So I think it's key that they come back and outline for us clearly on that amount. Because for me, that amount is very little if you want to sort out the backlog on electricity in your poor communities. Thank you.
Can I just, honourable members, before we take matter up, I just wanted to request honourable law not to put it, spell in the work. Look at the COPFET recommendation.
Okay.
Conduct an overall assessment of the Department of Energy to establish if the department is correctly funded to deliver on all areas that need attention for energy resource development in South Africa. So that includes paying attention to what you call the poor communities, right? So they've got to bring that. An assessment hasn't been done now. We agree with you. We don't think that at the moment that the department of the funding for the department and the capacity of the department is suited to respond to the energy challenges facing the country. So that has got to come back. So I'd like to ask you, can we deal with that when they bring back the report? Because it's not going to be possible in the time frame that we have now in considering this report to to say what type of department, what type of funding to respond to all the challenges that you're speaking about. So we don't have time to do that. But they bring us a report in terms of one, and then we can have that discussion. I would like to add you, please. About the two agreeing, you already said they must sit on the other side of the house, so it's no problem. So can you step up, please, honorable members, please? Thanks. We're looking for a move by the second honorable Falco.
I so move, honorable chair, for the adoption of the budget and about the performance plan and so on.
Second.
Honorable chair, I second for the move of the adoption of the report.
Thanks, honorable Mabunda. No objection. The next item is consideration and adoption of the second term program 2014. I don't remember if you've seen this. This is not, it's a non-controversial issue. Do you want to make any changes to it or can you adopt?
Sure. We can adopt. I'm just very interested to know the there is no legislation coming to us at the moment. I'd be interested to know if any timeline has been given to us as to when the legislation is coming, because I know, obviously Isma was mentioned, and Nira and Ira, and I think it would just help us to know when it might be coming to us so that we can then look at our timelines around that. I'd be interested to hear.
We don't have anything at this point. I don't know how we're going to respond to that question. It's an important one. We do want to know what the department's intentions are with regard to legislation, especially the ones that is brought before us. But we don't have that yet. So we're going to have to establish. If the honorable president was to say that we must we've got to find that out, but we are not in a position now to give an answer.
Yeah, very good. Kind of a follow-up, but not quite. I thank you for that, and I think that we do need to find out from the department. I was just wondering, not necessarily for this program, but going forward in the future, would you invite suggestions from us as committee members as well as to what can form part of the programs in next terms and stuff like that? Because there are a number of issues I would like to see possibly and have public hearings on or things like that, and if you're open to that, and how the best of the session as a program would be, and would be open to suggestions.
Honourable Law?
Thank you, Jay. On the program, I just want to know where we're going to slot in the site visits on so I just want to know where we're going to slot that in. Is it going to be this term, the next term? But I think it would be critical to slot that in as soon as possible. So when we know when part is coming, entities coming to present, we can give fruitful inputs as well as then to read something from the internet, and it's not applicable to South Africa power plants that we are having.
Okay, thanks. I want to ask the commissioner to explain that. It's a practical issue. Remember in the meeting we did say that we agree with you. We need to identify the more urgent ones so that we can go do site inspections. But I think for the purposes of the second term program, just give an explanation why we can't put that in here.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. According to the framework for the second term, the provision is made for committee 2 weeks.
Okay.
Now, this is where oversight usually happens. But during the second term, no provision is made for committee 2 weeks. That's it. That's why all the meetings are during our slot on a Tuesday night.
So my implication is that when we look at the next term program, So we will have to look at that, because I absolutely agree with you of the need to do some satisfaction. We all know the benefit of doing such infection. Can we move on? There was the point that Honorable Salarian raised, we covered that, fine, we'll get the information. Okay. So can we get the move on for adoption of the program? Honorable Matara.
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the program.
I second
Honorable
Chair.
Yes, Honorable. The next item, minute. Minutes of 24 June. I'm very short. Can we have a move and second? We didn't do much on that day.
This is something very important.
Yeah. Honorable Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes. And Honorable Grayling, statement will change your behavior. By the minister.
minutes of the 1st of July, these are the ones that you need to move on. Yeah. 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 Okay, we... okay, but you see your agenda says 1st July. 1st July, that's the first meeting with the department, and the afternoon of the first day with the NTC. The first set of minutes. I should have done this earlier on. I know the CLP didn't ask me to. I didn't. Just needed to bring to, I brought it to his attention that on page 2 of the minutes of the 1st, that he couldn't have welcomed anybody. He was moving on the 24th. He couldn't have done that on the 1st. And the same thing applies to the minutes, to the afternoon. Okay, so we have to change that. I'm not going through pages now. Can you adopt the minutes of the 1st July 2014 of the meeting that started 10 to 15, the 100 hours, except say on page 6, the committee adjourned at 13:15 p.m. We couldn't have been here at 13:15 a.m. never. Can I please call for a mover? Honorable Madam.
Yes, thank you, sir. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 1st of July 2014, starting from 10 until 13 hours. Thank you.
Another Mohair? Yes, I'm Uche.
I am not on this issue, but I'm saving something for the end.
I second Rabusha with the amendment correction of time.
Thank you very much. Tuesday, 1st July, 2 to 5. Okay, I've already made the point about the introduction on page 2. And then just to say that under page 1, under attendance there, so we just change the attendance of the entities that reflect that topic to reflect properly. It says minutes and department at the moment. So we should say the entities. So with those, just those two minor corrections, can we adopt the minutes of the second set of minutes of the 1st of July? Honorable Magunda.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the Portfolio Committee of Energy, Tuesday the 1st July and the 14th to 17th. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Lo.
Looking
for a second, is your hand not up?
No, Chair, it was not up.
Now that we have the match, can we have a second?
Our second, the part of this type, Chair, I don't want to feel booked in second.
Honorable Estrella. Honorable, you know I've been, so this is Honorable Esther Hazel, right?
I thought, Chair, like I haven't got a very good surname.
Yeah, Esther Hazel.
See, if Honorable Lowe hasn't taken, then I will, but I think he already did.
No, I
didn't.
I said Esther, I didn't.
I didn't.
Thanks very much, Honorable Esther Hazel. The next item. Vote of thanks. Honorable
Makai, do you want to debate this meeting? Briefly, Chair, only briefly. Chair, I just wanted to ask your assistance in our dealings with the department. Specifically, one of the things I didn't delay the passing of the budget reports was specifically a concern around the Central Energy Fund's financials. They only gave us a aggregate or total financials for the Central Energy Fund as a whole, when, as we know, it's made up of a whole bunch of constituent companies. Just for interest sake, before we actually go and do the vote, could you please request, I have requested from CEF, but they don't seem to be responding to my overtures, and they might respond better to yours, is if we could actually have the budgets for the individual agencies that fall under the Central Energy Fund. Because I think that if we had this aggregated picture, we might have some concerns with the committee members, and we would like to have those before the RRRs in the next term or quarter, whenever they're due. So I'm requesting formally, Chair, that you please request that the Central Energy Fund provides us with financials for each of the eight entities that report to it. That's the first point. The second point is that I think maybe the Department of Energy is still adopting to the new minister, but they have been appallingly bad at responding to parliamentary questions. So far, I've submitted 20 questions to the ministry. I've received one answer in 2 months. The ruling is 10 days. Perhaps, Chair, you might just want to encourage the department to respond more actively to members' questions, as we are new members, we have much to learn and know, and our oversight role requires that they answer these questions as soon as possible, when they really are being tardy. So if we could address that question. And finally, Chair, it's the issue we reiterate at each one of these meetings, but the report came to us yesterday afternoon at 2 o'clock, 24 hours before a meeting today to discuss the report. So not only are we being rushed to make decisions in committee because of various concerns around the way the ANC structures the program for Parliament in this term, but then we're also being forced to make rapid judgments and documents that we haven't had full time to assess. Now, my colleague earlier indicated that he had the report earlier than possibly I did, maybe proximity to Greta's on that side of the building unit to get the reports first. But if we could please endeavour to make sure that we actually get these documents in time so that we can fulfill our role effectively. I cannot try to, you know, digest reports with the less than 24 hours. We have other commitments as parliamentarians, and we need these documents at least 3 days before. And I mean, we need to stress that this needs to occur, and Chair, I hope that that you will help us in making sure that the staff of the committee can provide us with this material well in advance. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know really at my end, but I have to agree. I think the policy side that we need to have is about 72 hours before the meeting. I don't know really at my end, but thank you.
On the last request, first to me, the simple request that we must come out. Can you say to members that table is set in the doors?
We don't certainly do that.
Honourable Chair, the secretary is fantastic. I'm not saying that I've been for over 5 years. The problem isn't so much with the secretary. The problem often occurs with the entities, and it's an ongoing problem, and it's not just in the committee. But it is something we need to nip in the bud right at the beginning, I think. And so I think that call must go up to all entities. Please get the reports to us 3 days before their presentations before, because otherwise, if we leave it, they just start to get into this routine again. I think it is going to be a problem.
Honourable members, you agree with the request you made. You, Honourable Mackay, so I agree that, and I do understand you sent quite a lot of questions. So as a new member, I'm a new member too. So you're not going to hurry me into doing things I'm not very clear about. So you appreciate that. Okay. So on some things I'm going to have to move slowly and be sure what I'm doing. So don't take that for tardiness on my part. So I just want to be absolutely sure. But where the rules apply, the rules must follow. So we're going to, not just me, but together, we're going to have to get tough. Where it's necessary, where everybody's got to do their part. We have to do our bit as a committee. The staff should do the same. The department must do the same. The entities must do the same. So you agree, as a honorable law would in to say that we agree with us when we say, together we must move South Africa forward to faster. So we will follow up on that, on the questions with the department. I wouldn't know at this stage what is earlier. So the entity is getting to go on time. So it is something that we will definitely raise from our side. Honourable members, can we say that we have come to the end, Honourable Makaya?
Sorry, she's just the point around the budget from the DEF. I didn't actually provide clarity on what steps to be taken.
None of them are classified under the National Keeper of the Earth.
No.
Okay. The budget.
and we got into the budget of the Central Energy Fund and all the subsidiaries. You want to say something?
Yeah, I'm just under the standard that those budgets weren't provided in the first place, considering that the request was for the energy planned in their budget, and then the Central Energy Fund gave an overarching presentation with some fluff from PetroSA. And frankly, considering the importance of the role of PetroSA and many of the group companies of the Central Energy Fund, it just wasn't substantial. So I was willing to let it go for the report, but frankly, this committee needs that information, and they should provide it to us. The time is our possible budget. So if we could get that as a matter of urgency, it would be a great situation.
Okay, I don't remember. Let's put this in the minutes. We'll go back. We did request for the budget. We'll go back to all of those in the Central Infrastructure, Central Energy Fund and subsidiaries. And we'll give feedback on the budget. But I suppose that by the time we meet here again, we'll get the budget. So where there are difficulties, we can give you responses about why we haven't received the budget. But that I can assure that we will do before our next sitting to ensure that we get the budget.
Sorry, Chair, if I could just be a little more forceful, could we get the budget before our budget debate? Because there may be elements of the budget that we'd like to raise in the budget debate in terms of our oversight role. So waiting for post the budget debate, not particularly helpful.
I agree.
So that's in 2 weeks' time. Okay. Do you agree with that? This one here we are doing one. The chair will make sure that the Central Energy Fund and its subsidiaries will give us the budgets as previously requested. So in 2 weeks' time, we'll get the budget here. If any of those within the 2 weeks, then it will be got to make sure that we have the budget before the debate. So if within 2 weeks, we'll get the budget here. If any of those doesn't give us their budget, we'll give you an explanation here. So that we can guarantee it's that much.
So, Chair, I can just clarify, the budget debate for us is in 2 time on a Wednesday. We would require the budget reports on the Friday before the Wednesday that we could actually take time to evaluate the documents and incorporate them into our features. So I can suggest that next week Friday be a deadline for receiving the budget, because, Chair, the budget should have already been submitted to us, and it should be completed to a matter of cutting, pasting, emailing to the members. Thank you.
Yeah, that's just clarity. Sorry, but it's 2 to mean the second Friday.
No, the first Friday.
No? Tomorrow?
Next Friday. Tomorrow,
yeah.
Next
Friday. Yeah, next Friday. The time is now 3:30. Just before 3:30. Should we close this meeting? I was still asking a question about the vote of assent. Who normally does a vote of assent in this meeting? Oh, yeah. Or the chair can ask somebody to go with a vote of assent. Okay. Another one. You're itching. Yeah, that's asking you so that you can go and eat in the meeting.
Okay, so, Honorable Chair, on behalf of the chairperson, we thank all the members that have attended the meeting, and all the officials that are attending the meeting, and all your deliberations because we've got one country and we all love our country. We would like to have a sustainable energy in our country, all of us. We want something, we might differ. So that's why I'm thanking all the deliberations today. I also want to thank, last but not least, the members, the ANC members, that are all British members, all the times are reinforcing our community. Thank you so much, comrades. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much. I'm told there's something to eat. So, Honorable Low, the reinforcement tells you that there is no alliance with the Democratic Party.